waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
On Monday, I could feel the surge, the shift in the spirit of not just America, but the world. And within minutes,
aborted babies
incinerated
to
ring, the text
UK hospital.
Owen Schroyer called out the emperor's new clothes. He had called out the fact that the whole thing was a giant fraud. And that basic truth, like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, resonated across the planet, not just the United States. And now here we are, 6-7 days later, and politicians and globalists are being confronted all over the place. And it's only going to get more intense. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, loaded the gun and pointed it at our head. But now we're taking the gun politically away from them. And they can sense that their doom, that their defeat is now inevitable. The only question is, can they take us down with them? This is a live global transmission, Sunday, December 15th, 2019, with your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer back in studio with a battle-worn voice, as you can tell, on this Sunday, December 15th, 2019. I have all the powerful clips to illustrate exactly what Alex Jones is talking about coming up for you in the next 2 hours. But I want to just say this before we begin with that and more from Alex Jones coming up in the first and second hour, as well as the powerful clips. When I stepped up in front of Congress on Monday and made international news, it was about showing people how easy it is to take action. And it was instinctual, and it was based in truth and reality, and so it resonated. And the exact same thing happened to me in 2016 when InfoWars reporters and camera crew were on the ground in St. Louis, Missouri. And I simply went to the Trump rally that day. And this was before things really got that hot, if you can even wind the clock back with me in your mind and relive this historic landscape of time. But on that fateful day, InfoWars reporters caught me in an exchange with the Trump protesters, the Trump haters. Now, you may recall this moment, this video, as Aide Skrillex and Carl the Cuck. Got seen millions of times, went totally viral, still to this day is legend. And so all that illustrated was how flimsy these Trump supporters are, how flimsy the Trump protesters are versus how strong the Trump supporters are. Intellectually, I mean, I could go on with all the different characteristics, but you understand what I'm saying. And so because of that, other people started taking action. And so now in 2019, that is an entire genre of entertainment. That is an entire genre of content. Trump supporters or just media going up to Trump protesters and confronting them on what they think they know, what they think they believe. Whether it's why should Trump be impeached, whether it's why Trump is racist, whether it's why Trump is this, that, or the other thing, they can never answer the bell. It exposes the fraud of the mainstream news. It exposes how the mainstream news brainwashes people. It exposes how the Trump supporter or Trump protesters are all just parroting talking points they hear on the media and they can't actually go down it. So now here we are in 2019, and let me tell you this, folks. This is the new genre. This is the new content. Confronting politicians legally and lawfully with the facts, with the truth, with the reality, and then exposing how the system wants that shut down. Exposing how the system has a two-tiered system where I'm allegedly obstructing Congress, but not Nadler. And that is the breaking point we are at right now in America. And the revolution will only be broadcast on InfoWars.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, December 15th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer, fresh back from his East Coast barnstorming tour, has returned and will be hosting the main broadcast. To say that a global awakening is taking place is an understatement. There is a massive, seismic, cultural, political, spiritual, and economic realignment as humanity that has been in a deep entertainment-induced and drug-induced and spiritually-induced coma begins to awaken to our surroundings. And the power structure has tried to bully and intimidate everyone back into submission. They've tried to trigger race wars, culture war, but all of it is now backfiring. And yes, the show trial that they've had in the House, the kangaroo court railroading, has woken up even the dullest Democrat and liberals that I personally know, that many others know. And they recognize that the fundamental assault on due process endangers everyone and our fundamental values. And the total unfairness of it has finally broken the camel's back. The left loves censorship now. They love tyranny. They love oppressing their political opposition. But to witness the show trial that they've had in the House was a bridge too far. And so now you're going to see them eviscerated. You're going to see them destroyed in the Senate. The Democrats are planning, though, to bring forward new scandals, and it'll be from the same playbook. Women claiming that Trump assaulted them, people claiming they heard Trump say racist things. Obviously, none of it's going to be true. And I've previously been worried. I've previously been concerned that during the Senate trial, they could try to trigger enough of this to get civil unrest going. But so far, the House fiasco has been so badly handled by the arrogant Adam Schiff and others that you can feel it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can smell it. They have absolutely blown any credibility they had. No one is buying anything they have to say. And so now I agree with Trump that go ahead and have a long trial in the Senate. Let them call who they want. Let Trump call who he wants. Let Schiff be drug up there. And this is going to be their Waterloo. Now, they're going to strike back with false flags. They're going to strike back with all sorts of nasty garbage, staged events that you know they're getting ready to trigger. But they've been caught lying so much against Kavanaugh and so much against myself and just everybody else that it just isn't going to work anymore, because the general public fundamentally understand that Trump is a populist. He's not even a Republican, and he's trying to restart the economy. He's trying to get peace deals. He's trying to get our troops to come home. He's trying to secure our border. And people have a self-preservation instinct and understand what's happening. So this is a very important moment. We should all be thanking God for the awakening we're seeing. The enemy's going to throw some curveballs. Make no mistake that we're not out of the woods yet. But the worm is turning. A lot of amazing things are happening. And I talked about this on Monday. I felt it as I was literally getting dressed, getting ready to go to work. I just felt this surge of energy, and I ran out in the living room and I told my wife, I said, the answer is getting people to go confront these politicians and to confront these globalists at the city level, the state level, the federal level, the international level, and to have our voices heard and to really get into the streets and to show that the mainstream media is lying and that the majority of people disagree with it. That will be the visual cue, just like in V for Vendetta, to politically break the back of this. And she said, yeah, that's common sense. Of course, that's what you're supposed to do when the government and the media are lying to you, or at least large factions of it. And I said, yes, but I'm saying I feel it happening now. I know it's going to happen. I'm not saying that that's just the answer. I'm saying I'm feeling that it's happening. I feel this incredible optimism surging over me, a huge disturbance in the force, to use a cheesy analogy of Star Wars. She said, oh. 5 minutes later, my phone starts ringing off the hook. So again, I want to be totally clear. It's not just that hitting the streets is the answer. It's already happening. I could feel the sea change. Many other people called in. They could feel it as well. Owen could feel it. And right as I was having that surge of energy, of awakening, of optimism, like a breath of fresh air, it was amazing. Never experienced anything like it in my life. It was a feeling of like a victory, a God's promise, a guarantee. The phone starts ringing, texts start coming in, and the media is saying, did you put Owen Schroeder up to this? Did you see what happened? And it sounded great. It looked great. I was very proud of Owen. But then I began to see the huge effect it had with others as they began to realize that that is the answer. And then sure enough now, we've seen confrontations peacefully carried out across the United States, across Europe, across the world, explode since last Monday. And I've seen politicians and leaders and movie stars and so many others come out and say what Owen Schroeder did was the answer. And again, it's on its face. It's prima facie. Of course, it's totally obvious. I'm not saying something you don't already know. I'm saying grass is green, the sky is blue, and, you know, God put the sky up there so little birdies wouldn't bump their heads. Okay, I'm joking now. What I'm saying is, this is it. You can feel it. It's happening. It's really happening. And the globalists are absolutely in deep trouble. But we've all now got to take this opportunity in our hands and realize that destiny is laying out before us, but it's up to all of you, whether it's calling into a radio show or whether it's marching a demonstration or whether it's calling Congress or whether it's bullhorning the White House and calling for an end of censorship or whether it's sending an email or telling somebody about Infowars.com or saying, you know, the Clintons killed Epstein. It's that human action that will bring them down. Just like people going around saying Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself became a way to say, hey, the globalists are liars. We need to take America back. Don't believe the mainstream media. Don't believe the establishment. Pass it on. That's just simply a call sign for people to know that they're wearing their colors loud and proud, that they're awake and getting more awake every moment, and that they're going to wake others up with solidarity, unity of understanding. This is so exciting. I mean, I just cannot come up with words to describe how powerful this moment is. And so now if people start talking about Infowars.com as a similar card or as a similar flag of saying Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, that's already happening. And then if they visit Infowars, it's not just about understanding they got lied to about Epstein. It's about discovering the entire lie. And that's what the power structure is so incredibly scared of right now. And that's why, again, this is such a magic moment. And that's why you, as the core audience of activists, are the detonator in this whole situation that can bring in the next level of the revolution against this satanic tyranny and literally bring it down. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if the new activism isn't Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, keep saying that, that's great, and it's obviously true, and it's saying we don't buy the lie, we're not buying the mind control. If you go to the next level and start saying, get out, be active, confront the globalist. In 2016, it was Bill Clinton's a rapist. Well, what is it going to be in 2019 and 2020? We should all have a debate about that on air. We should have a discussion about that on air. But it's not just going to be one term, probably. It's going to be a whole group of terms in a cascade of an awakening, a type of epiphany, singularity that we're discussing. They want the censorship and control to be their victory. It's actually triggering their defeat. And so as people realize, coming out of their shells, being vocal, being active in small ways every day leads to big ways. Now, speaking of action, Owen Schroeder is taking over right now for the balance of the broadcast. I want to thank him for his great work. I obviously wanted to host today's show, but I want Owen to be front and center on not just this broadcast, but throughout the week at InfoWars, because what he did, though it seems simple, was a real act of courage and has resonated with so many people asking, why haven't I done this? Why haven't other people done this? And we are on the verge of the beginning of the end of the NWO. It's going to be rough. It's going to take years. But you can feel the momentum has really shifted, and the beginning of the end of this technocracy has begun. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Tomorrow's news today. Back to Owen Schroeder in the live broadcast.
Wow. What a powerful time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And even since I've been back from that epic trip, which I could say is one of the most important weeks of my life, I've had more of an understanding about how important it all is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to play a compilation from all of last week's activities. And it's amazing to even have to boil this down to 5 minutes. Let me just lay it all out for you, so you have a little context of this compilation. On Sunday night, I arrived in Washington, D.C., where I was met by Congressman Al Green. I consider a friend of mine. I said, Al, Americans are sick of this impeachment. He went on to call me a racist and then incited a mob against me. Monday, I then went to cover the impeachment hearings for InfoWars. Yes, just to cover, not to disrupt. But because of my instinct and my fed up nature with Jerry Nadler and the rest of these Democrats, I couldn't help but stand up and say something. Then Tuesday, we went to one of the biggest Trump rallies yet, maybe top five, potentially top 10, but definitely top 10. And we went out there with the InfoWars battle tank or truck or info truck, whatever you want to call it. Maybe we'll have an official vote someday. We bullhorned the protesters. We talked to all the great people. But more importantly, we documented the fact that in the cold, freezing rain, Trump had over 20,000 people out in a battleground state with less than 200 protesters. A total difference than from this point in 2016. Or at least where they thought they would be. Then we went up to New York City, where we took the InfoWars battle truck again through Times Square, bullhorning that Jeffrey Epstein isn't dead. We went back the next day, bullhorning all through the city, had a peaceful protest outside of the New York Times who wants to shut down the First Amendment in America. Then Friday went back to D.C. during the scam impeachment hearings to bullhorn again against that scam. So here is the compilation of the week that was, which I want to thank the InfoWars audience for making this possible. And I really want to give all glory to God for giving me the strength to do it and the opportunity. So here is the compilation from last week's epic coverage.
Congressman Al Green.
How you doing?
How are you today, man?
Better than I deserve.
Do you remember me, by any chance?
I think we met over here.
Yeah, someplace. Oh my gosh. I'm actually really honored you remember me. I saw what you said on Friday.
I don't know what I said on Friday. I said a lot.
You called the president a racist again.
Well.
And you were projecting your race baiting onto him again.
Well, you know, you have your opinion and I have mine.
But that's a serious allegation, Al.
Well.
Al. He's not a racist. Here's what I want to say, Al.
Are
Al.
You a racist?
No, obviously
well,
I'm not a racist. Are you a racist?
You are. It is obvious to
You're
me.
Calling me a racist,
yes.
Huh? Everyone, that is absurd, Al.
Let me introduce you to a racist who follows me around.
Yeah, I support President Trump like I'm sure many people here do.
Here is how the committee will proceed for this hearing. I will make an opening statement, and then I will recognize the ranking member for an opening statement. After that, we will hear two sets of presentations. We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you run an impeachment and remove our vote. We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing it because they don't like him. Americans are sick of your impeachment, Shanna. They're sick of the Democrat treason. We know who committed the crimes, and it wasn't Trump. Trump is innocent.
The committee will come to order. Obviously, I shouldn't have to remind everyone present that the audience is here to observe, but not to demonstrate, not to indicate agreement or disagreement with any witness or with any member of the committee.
there was not enough, the content kind of wrapped up when you guys kind of got completely wiped off the table and nobody paid attention.
Oh, really? Because your show got canceled, my show's still on the air. You had a cable network behind you and failed, and now we're shooting a documentary no one cares about and trying to make fun of me. I was in Congress yesterday changing the world.
Yesterday?
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this.
That's right. I did see that. I think, and that was the taxpayer dollars at work. We'll send the volunteer off to your boss and it'll be fine.
Do you support the impeachment?
Is there an impeachment going on?
Okay, all right. Oh, he doesn't want to talk to InfoWars. He just tries to make fun of InfoWars for a couple months on Comedy Central and fails. And then he runs away as soon as InfoWars puts a mic in his face. Aw.
I thought you weren't allowed.
You're not allowed in here.
Wow.
Look at these LARPers pretending to fight Nazis. Get that out of my face. Get that out of my face. Get that out of my face.
This is me on the PA in front of the New York Times.
You shouldn't start, sir. That's bad for you. There he is, right there. What'd I tell you? Democrats are real easy to spot. They're filled with hate. Alex Jones lives at InfoWars.com. You guys hate free speech, huh?
So while you're gathered with your loved ones over the holiday season, just remember that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Now in front of Congress in the info truck, bullhorning.
It was Jerry Nadler's own words in 1998 that the impeachment against Bill Clinton was an attempt to remove an American election. We must stand by. We cannot allow the Democrats to dominate this country. We cannot allow the Democrats to reverse a national election. That is the Democrat agenda. The Democrats want to destroy America. That's why they're trying to remove the president. The impeachment scam is happening right now.
Wow, just sitting here reliving it all. It was quite a crazy week indeed. And again, I thank the InfoWars audience for making it all possible, folks. None of it would be possible if you didn't support us. And you know how that goes down. We're supported by you. That's it. Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting water filters, getting air filters, getting hats and t-shirts. They want to shut down so that we can't do that. They want to shut down so that InfoWars can't create that content and change the world. So don't let them shut us down, folks. More on the other side.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's continue with these clips, ladies and gentlemen. Let's first go to now. This was the winner of the InfoWars Paul Revere Award. Just another channel goes out to the Joe Biden event in San Antonio. And confronted Joe Biden, here is how that went.
We are the nation. We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. He fans the flames of hate. Hate groups, white supremacists here at home. Coming down the escalator when he announced in Trump Towers, he said, He was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Then he clapped, no, that, this, there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
There's never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine. All right. Withhold $1 billion. The cancel of foreign relations. Son of a bitch, he got fired, right, Joe? Son of a bitch, he got fired, right? Remember that? Trump is innocent. Trump is innocent. Infowars.com. Infowars.com, Joe. You'll never be president.
We want Joe.
Your son is a crackhead. Your son is a crackhead, Joe. What do you think about that? Son of a bitch, he got fired, right? You're not given $1 billion, right, Joe? There's your quid pro quo, Joe. There's your quid pro quo, brother. Infowars.com.
Total victory. Total victory from just another channel.com, who's going to be on me, the war room with me next week. But I want to go back to the beginning of this to just show you what Democrats are doing. Play the first 15 seconds of that again.
We are the nation. We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation.
The soul of the nation.
Donald Trump has poisoned our soul.
No, that's Joe Biden.
The flames of hate.
No, that's the Democrats.
White supremacists here at home.
That's literally all the Democrats. So you can pull us out. But you see what they're doing? They're running a campaign of hate. They're running a campaign of division, folks. That is their entire campaign. And imagine a group of people that actually believe that. It's scary to think. Let's move on. Now the great Will Johnson also took action last week and confronted the Oompa Loompa who lost his way from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, Jerry Nadler.
Any comment? Got nothing?
Nadler, how do you think the voters are going to look at this? How do you think the voters are going to look at this in the future?
Shame.
2020, Nadler.
You've broken your oath. But you know what? Keep doing
Nadler.
It. Keep doing it because the American people see through it. It's going to work in President Trump's favor. Keep it up. Keep
this
it up.
This is just going to give votes to Trump.
Shame on you,
Nadler.
Sir.
We're
Trump 2020.
You're going to make it for Trump.
Trump 2020. God
you're
bless America.
You're going to get Trump elected.
Trump is your president.
And then his elevator won't close.
Thank you, Nadler.
Just so the goblin creature has to take more of the truth. Oh, God, if providence is just raining down on us right now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I mean, I won't get into it, folks, but it's just, like I said, even with me personally, but look, that other voice you heard there, Will Johnson and Bobby Jeffries, who's running for Congress in Florida as well, confronting peacefully, legally, lawfully, Jerry Nadler. There you have it again. Total victory. Now, here is an Adam Schiff event that went totally haywire. So this is Schiff trying to hold an event, being confronted by American patriots here. They have signs that say Trump 2020, and there's multiple people chanting liar, as you can hear. So there you go, another total victory. And that's the key, folks. These people have been walking around unscathed for decades. America's rising up. And you can sit here and believe me, I won't make an issue of this, but there's conservatives that hate this crap. They say, don't do that. That's what the left does. That's just crap. No. This is America rising up and take action. This isn't what the left does. They have no truth behind them. We have truth behind us.
That's why when we do it, it's successful. That's the difference. That's why it's important. Americans know Adam Schiff's a liar. Americans know Jerry Nadler's a liar. Americans know Trump is innocent. They're just waiting for somebody to scream it at the top of the mountain so that they can say, hey, there's somebody taking action. He's right. And of course, here was the moment that started it all Monday morning.
Here is how the committee will proceed for this hearing. I will make an opening statement, and then I will recognize the ranking member for an opening statement. After that, we will hear two sets of presentations. We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you run an impeachment stand and remove our vote. We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing it because they don't like it. Americans are sick of your impeachment stand. They're sick of the Democrat treason. We know who committed the crimes, and it wasn't Trump. Trump is innocent.
The committee will come to order. Obviously, I shouldn't have to remind everyone present that the audience is here to observe, but not to demonstrate, not to indicate agreement or disagreement with any witness or with any member of the committee.
Yeah, I'm Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Owen Schroyer. I think it's ironic I'm being hauled out of here when the Democrats are the ones committing crimes.
Thanks.
So I'm being arrested right now for disruption of Congress. I'm a criminal for my First Amendment rights. See you right here, folks.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I've got more clips coming up. But Jerry Nadler has now successfully told you the entire mindset and plan of the Democrat Party. He said it right there. Your role as an American citizen is to sit down and shut up and let us run your lives. And last week, he also said he doesn't trust the American people to elect the president. He's telling you, you don't get to vote. They decide who the president is. So that they're admitting it, folks. They want to take the guns. They want to take the First Amendment. And they want you to sit down and shut up so they can run the country. And if that isn't the antithesis of everything that is America, then I don't know what is. And I will not stand by. So that's why we just had that epic week. That's why Alex Jones sent me on an uncharted mission from uncharted space. One that only God could give me the strength and clarity to complete successfully. But folks, believe me, none of it would be possible if you didn't support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We wouldn't be able to fund the trips. We wouldn't be able to fund everything we do here and have this platform despite all the censorship that still reaches millions. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Big Christmas specials right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we have been reviewing the footage from the week that was on an uncharted mission from uncharted space that the InfoWars crew has been on the last week. And again, it really would not be possible if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It wouldn't be possible for me to go on these trips, and it wouldn't be possible for us to have this platform with millions of people to share it. And so, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is key in all of that. Now, We've got big Christmas specials happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 days of Christmas rolls on. We're in day 7 now. So you have 25% off all apparel. So the t-shirts, the hats, the winter stocking caps, the hoodies, the zip-ups, the polos. It's all 25% off. And some of them are even more deeply discounted than that. But that's the special for today. 25% off InfoWars apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I said I wanted to fund the last trip with people buying Space Force t-shirts. So if you want to go get the Space Force t-shirt, that is 25% off. The Trump is Innocent t-shirt, that is 25% off. They're all 25% off. The popular It's Okay to Be Okay hat, which, by the way, I have a story on that. Academies probe possible white power hand signs broadcast during Army-Navy game. These people are so out of touch with reality, they don't understand that the circle game, when you do this, is just a game you play, and if somebody looks at it, you get to punch them in the shoulder or whatever, how you play with your friends. It's like what the guy did at the Cubs game, got banned from the stadium. It's like what the guy did at the Army-Navy game. Now the academies are looking into it. No, that's nothing. And in fact, even if you do it like that, it's nothing. So don't let these people end free speech. Don't let these people control language. You can get that hat 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And as always, all the great supplements, folks, the air filters, the water filters, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support makes it all possible. Now, here is a never-before-broadcast or seen clip from the Trump rally on Tuesday, where we were, again, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. This is one of the biggest Trump rallies. Probably 20,000 people showed up for Trump in the pouring rain. They stayed hours through the day just to get in. Less than 200 Trump protesters showed up, and this was a well-funded protest. All the evidence is there. They got there at the same time. They left at the same time. Claude Taylor was there with his big inflatable rat. They had a little boxed-off area. So it was obvious, but still, it shows how failed the Trump protests are now. But here is the clip of InfoWars dominating, as far as the media is concerned, the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last Tuesday. This is me pulling up right up to the Trump protesters in the InfoWars battle truck, bullhorning on the PA.
Oh, yeah?
Goes like that, man.
All right, psycho.
Goes like that.
All right, psycho.
You got to click the heels, man. Click the heels.
And then there's some psycho Trump protester who tries to pretend we're Nazis, even though we're the rejuvenation of America and our traditions and freedom. And capitalist.
I'm not. I'm opposed to this.
I'm not. Oh, ho. Your IQ is very low. Hey, hey. Oh, ho. Your IQ is very low. Hey, hey.
Oh,
ho. Your IQ is very low. Hey, hey.
I'm a white guy. I gotta be smart. I'm not from a shithole country. I'm a white guy.
Yeah, that's I do your IQ is very low when they do the hey, hey, ho, ho, Trump has got to go. That's just my response. It's too easy. They do the same chant every time, and you just shut it down.
Unemployment's very low. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Unemployment's very low.
Okay, I came up with two chants to the same cadence of theirs. They've been using the same one for 2 years.
USA! 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 USA!
And folks, by the way, we ended up dominating this event. There ended up being hundreds of Trump supporters that just dominated these protesters. And by the way, the protesters ended up chanting new SA, whatever that means.
Hey, why don't you guys chant USA with us? Why do you guys hate America so much? Tommy's gum has got to go.
A third one. I've come up with a third one now. They're still on the same one. See, they're chanting new SA. See, I mean, folks, they're telling you what they want to do. They want to end America.
Oh, Hillary was robbed. Why, Donald? Why, Donald Trump? Why, Russia? Why do you have to do this to me? Without Hillary Clinton, I won't survive. I won't survive without her.
Okay, this is just me in a glass case of emotion because Hillary lost.
Record economic growth under Trump. Record low unemployment.
And I just see the crowd gathering. And it's become a point now, the protesters are just like a circus act, folks. It's literally like you're going to the zoo and you stop by the bear cage and say, wow, look at the big look at the bear. Or, ooh, look at the little penguin.
You're trying to remove Trump.
Are they still chanting the same thing? Oh my God.
They're still chanting. They haven't even stopped.
By the way, we have this spotlight on the truck. It's just hilarious. We can put a person in the spotlight.
Your IQ is very low. Ho-ho! Your IQ... Yes! 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 And he's got gifts! Oh, he likes Trump! Santa likes Trump! Oh, my God!
What a glorious moment.
No more bullshit.
I mean, I saw Santa Claus last week. I mean, does it get any better than that? I literally met Santa Claus last week, and he comes out as a Trump supporter. That is amazing. So that's a very fun clip. We may have to air that again. Just for brevity's sake, but let's go to one more clip, actually, guys, from that rally when a Trump protester comes up to me, and I've said this on air. I'm done dealing with their BS. I'm done taking their assault. I'm done taking their bullying. I'm done. I know my rights. I know the law. So this lady comes up to me, points her amplified bullhorn right at my head with the siren on, gets ready to stick it in my face. That's assault. That can cause tinnitus. That can cause hearing damage and deafness. I'm not going to let you assault me. So she comes up with the bullhorn, getting ready to assault me with her amplified device, and I swat it out of her hand. Now, I don't know if we'll have time to break it down in slow motion. I actually feel bad for the old lady who's, you know, probably over 60 years old, hasn't done anything physical in 20 years, tries to punch a 30-year-old man in the face, and it didn't end up going well for her. But here's that clip.
Filming this?
Yep.
I thought you weren't allowed in here.
You're not allowed in here.
Look at these LARPers pretending to fight Nazis.
Get that out of my face.
Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know if we'll have time, but again, I feel bad for this old lady. She probably hasn't done anything really that physical. She tried to knock me out with a punch. I gave her a shoulder roll, okay? She tried to punch a 30-year-old male, and, you know, let's just say I think her wrist might be in a sling, folks. I mean, I'm not saying she had a Joe Heisman broken leg moment, but if you go frame by frame, you can see she took a blow to her wrist that she did not expect. And I feel bad that they're so deranged that they've reached this point.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lot more to come, ladies and gentlemen, including from Alex Jones on the other side of this first hour, second hour break, excuse me. But let's go first to how the mainstream media, and ask yourself this while you're watching it. Why is the mainstream media so desperate to lie? Why is the mainstream media so desperate to deceive the American people? Why are they so desperate to continue these false narratives? Why? And so here's a compilation of mainstream news, mostly CNN, MSNBC, rolling with the lie that the Steele dossier, the PPGate dossier, which has been totally disproven, just some fake opposition research funded by Hillary Clinton from Russian agents. That was confirmed by Bob Mueller. There's your Russian collusion. But it turns out none of it was real anyway. It was never corroborated by the FBI. But here's the fake American news lying to the American people, even though they know it's not true.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier, which was paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources, in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is an accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier. The
dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier. Yes. Although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word, has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate.
Criminal agencies. But no, I mean, I could write a dossier right now. I will write a dossier. In fact, I'm going to write a dossier right now, guys. Please, can I get this on doc cam? This is a very important dossier. Okay, let me get the doc cam here. All right. Now, do you guys have this here? Okay, I've just submitted a very important dossier here to the crew. Rachel Maddow eats horse manure. So does Anderson Cooper. Heard it from Russia. Okay, so there you go. Now, this has not been disproven. Okay? So I just want it to be understood. It has not been disproven that Rachel Maddow dives headlong into a pile of horse manure and starts gobbling. It's not been disproven. It's not been disproven that Anderson Cooper is sitting in that pile of dung waiting for her. It's not been disproven, folks. Now, you see what they do? That's literally what the mainstream media does and then tries to act like it's real. And then they have this mind game, this word game that they play on their audience to deceive them. And they use the tool of repetition to drive it home. And so now the audience thinks, oh, the Steele dossier, that's the real deal. They don't even know what it is or what's in it. But oh, yeah, the Steele dossier, that got Trump. That really got Trump, even though it's all fake. They literally made it up. And then they say it hasn't been disproven, even though they made it up.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I have a feeling that the uprising is going to begin today and that people are just going to hit the streets. And that I have faith in the American people and it's going to happen. We're going to beat them. And I literally was electrified. My wife was like, whoa, you are like on fire. She said, you're like electricity coming through you. But that was the very minute I checked, because I learned 5 minutes later, people started calling me, that you were doing that. I could feel the literal spiritual force. But I want to point something out.
God, Alex. That's because it's God. It's not me. It's
absolutely
not me.
And I could feel the disturbance in the force.
So that is the Alex Jones Show from Monday, where we talked about the uprising that's happening right now. It's spiritual. It's going to be happening more and more in the media. And, of course, politically as well. And this is what it comes down to. And it's been said, the revolution against the establishment, against all the corruption that we know is there, maybe we can't see it or understand it, but we sense it. That's our instincts. That's our sixth sense. That's our still being in touch with God, our abilities to do that, to literally be connected to the Creator altogether, recognizing, sensing there's something wrong. But this is finally the uprising. The revolution will not be broadcast on television. The revolution will not be broadcast and talked about by the mainstream news, by the corporate media, and everything they control. And so what I'm saying is this is the uprising. This is the undoing of all of Satan's framework to end humanity, to end freedom in the West, and the corrupt political establishment goose-stepping America into tyranny so that it can't be a bastion, a representation of the free man for the world to see. And so as they've slowly but surely beat America down, destroyed its sovereignty, destroyed its economy, destroyed its pride, destroyed its sense of self, its sense of tradition, destroyed its history, lied about it, all that stuff, well, this is finally the uprising beginning. And again, it's not going to be broadcast on TV. It will be broadcast right here at InfoWars.com. That's why they don't want you to see it. So I predict that just like in 2016, after the Age Skrillex video went viral, and now confronting Trump protesters is literally a genre of content, the same thing will happen into 2020. Confronting peacefully, legally, lawfully, politicians is going to be the new genre that's going to go viral. Now, this is going to be tougher to see happen because, as you know, they like to run around. They like to scurry through hallways and tunnels and have all their security. Will not stop America. The uprising will not be stopped. America is back. And so, again, folks, InfoWars is on the tip of the spear. InfoWars is on the leading edge as far as the media is concerned. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we've got the 12 Days of Christmas specials going right now. And today's special, 25% off all apparel. 25% off all apparel, the shirts, the hats, the winter stocking hats, the polos, the hoodies. It's all 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't forget about key necessities that we have, like air filters, like water filters, like shower filters. That's a big one that people don't think about. You want to make sure you're not showering in the poisoned water because your skin absorbs that too, folks. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you have trust knowing the revolution will be broadcast right here at InfoWars.com and band.video. So long as we're still in orbit, able to do so, which you know they don't want. That's why we have all the attacks. Now, Joe Rogan, who has the biggest guest segment formula podcast in the world, recently broke down how secret societies exist and how they work. This is something Alex Jones really broke through years ago. And so here is the Joe Rogan report on the Joe Rogan experience with classical clips of Alex Jones put in there to give it better context and understanding. This is Joe Rogan and Alex Jones take on the Illuminati.
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
This
is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you, and goodbye.
Have you ever been
in the ritual? That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
that's right.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
If there was one place where I could go in a time machine, just peek for like an hour, just look around, and then come back to present day, I think that would be the spot. I'd want to see what Egypt was like when they were building the pyramids, like in the middle of construction when they were at their peak, when they were building the Great Pyramid of Giza. Like, what was society like? Like, what were the people like? If you could just be a fly on the wall and no one knew you were there. You see, if they saw you, they'd be like, what are you doing? What is this thing on your wrist? Who are you? Why your teeth look so good? How come you don't look deformed?
I'd go back to the I'd be on the grassy knoll that day, JFK.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Dallas.
One, too. Would you be on the grassy knoll, or would you be in the book depository? See, if you're in the book depository, then you know that Lee Harvey Oswald isn't there.
I think he may have even been there. I think he may have even been firing, but I don't believe that he was the only one.
I'm with you. That's exactly what I think. I think he could have been in on it, and maybe he didn't even fire it.
Right.
But when he said he was a patsy, you know, the way he said it, when he got arrested and he said, I'm just a patsy, that's like a guy who knew he was going to get in trouble for something.
Yeah.
That's not like a regular guy. He was not a regular guy. They easily could have talked him into doing something f***ed up, and then they did something as well and blamed it all on him, and they had him set up for it.
Yeah.
He seemed like a wacky dude.
Someone that did that and made that shot and really wanted him dead would own it. Quite the opposite. At that point, you're not trying to not go to prison.
Well, maybe he is, but it didn't seem like it. He didn't seem like a guy who just shot someone. He also didn't seem like a guy who was shocked that he was getting arrested for something. But you could make someone a patsy back then. That was real. You could set someone up. And then you hired Jack Ruby to just run up on the guy and shoot him. And he just did it. Now the guy's dead. Jack Ruby drops the gun. They put him in a nice jail cell. I don't know if he was in a nice jail cell. I have no idea.
And then what happened to Jack Ruby? Something happened to him,
died
right?
Died in jail. Got cancer.
How much do you know about those three guys that they thought might have been it?
Maybe that's John Gotti.
The three hobos or the three guys under the bridge?
Well, one of them was Woody Harrelson's dad.
Yeah, they were in the CIA, I read, or they thought something. They were. Who knows?
Look, Kennedy was not a popular guy by any stretch of the imagination with a giant chunk of the population. Think about if as many people hate Trump right now. If that's only like, I mean, I don't know how many people hated Kennedy, but I know that the Bay of Pigs was a huge disaster. A lot of military people hated him for that. Supposedly he wanted to get rid of the NSA. Supposedly he wanted to get rid of, he wanted to do something about the Federal Reserve. There was a lot of things that he wanted to do, apparently. Maybe it was the CIA. I think it was the CIA. He was trying to disband one of those. But he had a disdain for secrecy and secret societies. You know, like that. There was a lot of these, like, skull and bones type things that, like, George W. Bush was in, or Herbert Walker Bush, rather, his dad. Mm-hmm. Was George G.W. in skull and bones, too?
They both were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all that wacky shit. Like, what are you doing? You fucking dressing up like a druid. What are you doing? Are you burning an effigy? You know, a lot of people thought that was all fake until Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, and I'm a radio and television host based in Austin, Texas. And for many years, I've been exposing the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. In Sonoma County, on a 2,700-acre secluded redwood grove, leaders from around the world, prime ministers, chancellors, presidents, governors, again, the heads of industry, banking, academia, the media, Hollywood, only a select few, a little over 2,000 people, travel there to engage in bizarre, ancient Canaanite, Luciferian, Babylon mystery religion ceremonies.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
industry, banking, academia, the media, Hollywood. Only a select few, a little over 2,000 people, travel there to engage in bizarre, ancient Canaanite, Luciferian, Babylon mystery religion ceremonies. At least that was the rumors.
So this is this place, Bohemian Grove. And the idea was that all the elites would go there and they would engage in these occult rituals.
This is in America?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in California.
Oh.
It's like Northern California. And so you hear about this and you're like, what? Like, if you heard about that, like, hey, there's a place. Former presidents go, top-ranking generals and heads of state and bankers and famous artists. They go to this place and they do occult rituals.
Hail, fellowships, eternal flame. Once again, midsummer sets us free.
So Alex films these people worshiping Moloch, the owl god, and doing this thing. He completely sneaks in, just acts like he belongs there, just let him in. They have a gate, guarded gate, just f***ing, hey, how you doing? He looks like a Republican. They let him through. He is there filming them. They have an effigy, like a bunch of straw and shit that's supposed to represent a person that you're sacrificing to Moloch the owl god. They're dressed in these crazy hoods. They put the effigy down. They say they have those loudspeakers. They have this crazy speech they give. It's so weird. But these are like legitimate, wealthy, famous people, politicians. These people are heads of banks and shit. And they're going there, and they're dressing up. This is real. Right. Like, this isn't, like, you hear things like that. You're like, well, that's nonsense, right? That's nonsense. That doesn't really happen. There's not a real, like, Bilderberg meeting. They don't really get together, and they're burning hookers.
They really do.
They really do. Yeah. And so he films this. And, like, it's one of the first things that got me thinking about conspiracies. As much as you can think that Alex is a wacky guy, and he's certainly eccentric. And he's not always right. But the fact is that there are a certain amount of these things out there like that. And if it wasn't for Alex releasing that video, I think most people would think that's nonsense. But when you see that video, you have to go, okay, what is this? What is going on?
So shall we burn thee once again this night? And in the flames that eat thine effigy, we shall read the sign, Midsummer sets us free.
Ye shall burn me once again.
Are they really dressing up? Is this really an occult ritual? What is this? Have you ever seen it?
No.
See, he's got this hidden camera footage of these people with torches dressed up like druids going over, and they're carrying the effigy, and then they're going to sacrifice it and light it on fire. Like, dude, this is like really rich, famous, powerful people are all here watching this. Like, look at that. Back that up so we can hear what it's, or we can read what it says. And mass rends the stones of Babylon. Like, so they're like, what do they even say? Play it out a little bit. Like, look at this. For beauty is eternal. So they have this, and we bow to beauty everlasting. It's a very strange shit. So they're yelling this out. This guy's got this on a loudspeaker, and they're engaging in this ritual. And then they bring over this effigy and they light it on fire. They have a boat in the water. Like, it's weird, dude. Just imagine being a guy who's worth $1 billion, and this is what you do for fun. You're going to get together with Mike and Harry, who runs Microsoft, and you're all going to go and pretend you're burning something. Like, look at this.
But did they become billionaires and then do this, or is it a chicken and the egg?
That's the question. That's what people think, like, about the elites, right? People think they're, well, and in some families, it is true,
I mean, if these people are all meeting up once a year to burn a stack of hay shaped like a lady, why wouldn't they invest in each other and, you know?
Of course.
They're all bankers and successful.
Yeah. But just these weird secret societies. You ever heard the Kennedy speech about secret societies?
Uh-uh.
It's creepy. When it turns out that he eventually gets murdered, it's creepy. Two brothers get publicly assassinated. Hey, man. two of them. The fact that you can keep guys around that you know will whack somebody for you like that. They'll be a Jack Ruby or a Sirhan Sirhan. Just trick a guy. Figure out what do you got to say to that guy to get that guy to run up on that dude and shoot him in the stomach.
I mean, if you put a gun to somebody's head and you tell them that if they don't do this, we're going to kill you mm-hmm. and your family, that's it.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you had just heard that, if someone else was saying that instead of Kennedy, if someone else was saying those very things in front of you about how they have an open budget, their findings are all concealed, they're a tightly knit group that combines the military and science and all, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Are you on Sam Tripoli's podcast this week? Are you on Tinfoil Hat? You know, what are you doing with this wacky thought?
What do you think?
You wouldn't think that would be the president. He's talking about secret society. He's talking about the industrial, the military industrial complex. He's talking about all the gears that are in play, all the pieces that are in play that are making money and causing war and deciding what information people should and shouldn't have and what overreach, you know, they're going to put into action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Epic. Epic. Well, that's it, folks. I mean, I'm totally convinced now. Santa Claus is a Trump supporter. We had the exclusive. Wow. That might be the greatest memory of my life, is getting the exclusive that Santa Claus is a Trump supporter. I mean, nobody gets that kind of access, folks. You can barely even get into the North Pole. And Santa was at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Of course, that's a joke.
But it's fun anyway. We have fun at these events, and he played along with me on the PA there. But this is not a joke. Mall Santa fired for posting MAGA hat photo on personal Facebook account. That's right. You can't even like Trump anymore, or you get fired. But we are in the Christmas spirit. And so I have to remind you again about the Christmas special, the 12 days of Christmas special at InfoWarsStore.com. We're on day 7 right now, 25% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. So the hats, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the winter stocking caps, the polos, it's all 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support there makes everything we do here at InfoWars possible. And yes, there is the It's Okay to Be Politically Incorrect designer snapback hat. Why am I bringing that up? Academies probe possible white power hand signs broadcast during Army-Navy games. So let me explain how this works. The ADL comes out and falsely, knowingly, falsely labels something a white power sign, even though this goes back forever as an okay sign. And then if you do it like this, it's the circle game where if you get somebody to look at it, you get to punch them in the shoulder. These people are so out of touch with reality, they don't care about that, so they just label it white power, and then they get to run every headline when they see something like that to act like there's some sort of white supremacist movement, therefore confirming their false narrative that Trump is a white supremacist. Seems like a mouthful. That's how their secular fake news works. And so that's what they're doing now. But stand up against that and get your It's Okay to Be Okay hat from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines and take as many calls as I can in the last two segments. So at the end of this segment, once we get some callers on, and the last segment, just to get a reaction from this audience about the epic last week that was and where we go from here, just a few weeks away from 2020 and just a few weeks away from Christmas. So the phone number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, your reaction to all the highlights from last week we've been playing. Now, let me hit a couple headlines before we do just that. You know, sometimes the media gets their own medicine. Kind of like this. Megyn Kelly describes the emotional experience of watching new movie Bombshell. And she says that she's just a little confused. But here's what this really comes down to, and I haven't watched this, and I really don't care to, and, you know, I don't know what the portrayal of Megyn Kelly is like, but, you know, if Megyn Kelly doesn't like the way she's portrayed in this show, or she thinks it's inaccurate, Megyn, welcome to the club. So you can sit here and whine about how you're being misrepresented on this one TV show that nobody's probably going to watch, but imagine how it feels being a Trump supporter, or more specifically, Alex Jones, in the hoax that you engaged in, Megyn Kelly. So this is just maybe a little bit of her own medicine. IG report on FBI exposes scandal of historic magnitude for U.S. media. That's from Zero Hedge. You then have Adam Schiff admitting that the IG report was damning, even though they said, oh, well, we still can't do anything about it, saying Adam Schiff insists impeachment is not a failure. Actually, this isn't the headline I wanted. I blame myself for that. But Adam Schiff basically says that he didn't know that the information was bad, and so he went with it anyway on a TV interview. And he says he had no idea the FBI was committing serious abuses when he said all that stuff. Yeah, he did. Everybody knew it, Adam. The story is on Zero Hedge and InfoWarsStore.com. And because of all this, you now have Democrats going with the anti-impeachment side of things and switching parties. So, yeah, the American people are seeing this. They're sick of it. And you're going to see some Democrats probably detract from the party of hate and the party of treason. Fox News poll, 50% of Americans say Trump should be impeached and removed. That's a fake poll from Fox News. Why Fox News would want to sit on the petard like this is really stunning. And Trump sees it, and he lambasts them. Trump says Fox News is trying to be politically correct by interviewing Comey, says network will die with MSNBC and CNN. That's in a tweet. Wow. some way, somehow, these things end up coming true. So, and of course, we've told you this, folks. Fox News was not pro-Trump until he got the nominee. Then it was advantageous for them to be pro-Trump. Now, we'll see what happens on an individual host-by-host basis. But yeah, as a network, you're going to see Fox doing things to start to make Trump look bad. By the way, this revolution is going on worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. You just had Boris Johnson leading a revolution for the Brexit. He wants to get the Brexit to actually happen, going against the tyranny over there. And then you have more strikes happening in France as well. Okay, I can squeeze in a phone call here, maybe two. Let's start with Matthew in North Carolina. Go ahead, Matthew.
How's it going, Owen? Sorry, I had mute on.
Thanks for the call.
Yes, I just wanted to congratulate you on your awesome week. I'm calling you Owen Schroyer the Destroyer.
You know, my old baseball coach called me Schroyer the Destroyer, so it's funny how that came back, ended up being a political thing. Great.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was awesome seeing you guys doing all that. I travel all over. I live in Michigan. I'm in North Carolina for work, and I'm just talking to people. I work in the fire industry, fire departments, and just getting a feel for people. Like, a lot of people are sick of this crap, and coming from both sides. Like, my family was blue-collar Democrats. They all, you know, JFK-type Democrats. They will not vote Democrat no more.
Well, and I think what you're alluding to here is the fact that, again, everybody knows there's corruption, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Everybody kind of agrees there's a lot of political corruption. It's just whether intentionally or unintentionally, they've now made Trump the face of fighting it. Obviously, the brainwashed people haven't realized it yet. Outside of whatever Trump ends up being and his legacy ends up being, because they're all going after Trump in so many illegitimate ways, the average American that just knows it's all corrupt now just sees Trump as the symbol of what that corruption hates. So again, it almost goes beyond Trump now, and just whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent, you just see Trump as that symbol of, no, I'm not going to be told by the establishment what to think, what to do, what to say.
Exactly. And I also want to just drop your products. I've been taking bone broth. My uncle actually got it for me. I've been wanting to get it, and I never tried it. He finally got me a container like earlier before the summer. I haven't stopped ordering it since. I love the bone broth. I've been taking the Nasa iodine forever, you know, a couple of years now. And the Supermel Vitality I get every now and then, and I just try to mix up the bag. I got the beetroot stuff, but I keep forgetting the beet stuff at my house when I travel, so I need to get that. But I love your products. I love you guys. You do an awesome job. I know that y'all don't like to be thanked, but I have to do it. And I also have to throw out, check out my band, oldmantrainwreck.com. We just released a lyric video, and we're all kind of, you know, we're a mixed bag of my friends. Like, some of them are totally against, like, they don't like Trump. Some of them understand the crap that's going on, but they still don't like how he does it. It's a lot of my friends and people I talk to, it's all about.
But see, there is a new economy here just for supporting Trump, because you see people getting fired, losing their jobs and all the stuff for supporting Trump. So there really is a quote unquote MAGA economy where artists and painters and musicians can kind of create a name for themselves. I mean, just look at Bryson Gray with the MAGA challenge. So yeah, that is kind of a tug, I would think, in the free market where you have to weigh it. It's like, I mean, Taylor Swift went with the anti-Trump side. What do you know? She gets a bunch of awards. So you either stand with the establishment and look for fame and wealth, or you stand with America, support Trump, and go for the grassroots support, which will win in the end. Thank you for the call, Matthew. Thank you for that great product plug. Yes, Super Beat Complete from InfoWarsStore.com is great. I use it too. Okay, when we come back, I just ask that all the callers, 90 seconds. I'm going to go right through you. Just be ready. 90 seconds each caller so I get as many as possible. We'll be right back. Final segment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm taking calls in the last segment. I just ask that you be quickly, move quickly through your comments. Each caller will get 90 seconds. I just have to be a stickler here so I can get to as many calls as possible. Let's start it off with Angela calling in from Ohio. Go ahead, Angela.
This is Angela in Ohio, and I'm a lone patriot here. Most of my family, a lot of my family, especially my parents who are boomers, are 100% like hardcore millennials. They're like the elderly version of millennials for some reason. See, a lot of them like that, but I kind of could use them as a test case for some of the memes and things that kind of wake people up. And one thing that makes them so mad, if I address the truth about Joe Biden, so perhaps you should go to some of these events of Joe Biden and call him the billion dollar bribe Joe, or billion dollar bribing Joe, and to bring that up, to bring his...
No, this is a great point. And Angela, I can't tell. It sounds like you're on speakerphone or something. The audio is real bad. But no, you bring up a great point. Thank you for the call. Use the truth to defeat these people where it is an easy victory. And yeah, the obviously brainwashed mind slaves aren't going to fall for it. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, what Angela's saying is, yeah, go to a Joe Biden event like another news channel did, say, hey, your son's a crackhead. Hey, your son, the one that refuses to pay child support. Hey, your son is the one that got the deal in Ukraine. Hey, you're the one that said on tape that you basically blackmailed or did a quid pro quo with Ukraine to get a prosecutor fired so you could get your son on this oil board. No, that was you, Joe. You confront him with those facts, and you can tell they get weak. And that's exactly key. Thank you so much for the call, Angela. Sarah in Illinois. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Owen. I've actually been trying to reach you guys for weeks. So real quick story. I lived in a moldy apartment for about 3 years. I was unable to move due to financial situations and health issues unrelated to the mold. When I got out of that apartment, not only was I getting sick maybe 4 or 5 times a year, but every time I would get sick, I would have a really serious asthma attack, and I would have to go on about 3 antibiotics. Last time you guys put DNA Force on sale, I bought 2 of them, and I tried it. Not only have I not gotten sick in, you know, about 6 months, but when I did finally get sick, I was able to fight it off without antibiotics and without having an asthma attack. So now that it's on sale again, I've bought 5 of them, and just thank you. You guys cured
my
asthma.
Thank you. And look, this is why we put products like DNA Force out there, because we know it's powerful. Yes, it's expensive, but the results and what you get from DNA Force cannot be matched anywhere else. And so this is just another great testimony from Sarah here talking about it. Yes, DNA Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com is literally a life changer. Thank you for that testimony, Sarah. Anything else? 20 seconds.
Yeah, can I also give a shout out to Real Red Pill Bodies and the fish oils? They helped me with a chronic pain issue that I have in my shoulder from a really bad accident I was in, which, you know, required 4 surgeries, and it's just never been quite right. But at least, you know, I'm pain-free now. The products are great. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, Sarah. Thank you so much. You make everything we do here possible, literally. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, let's now go to Jason in Michigan. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Owen, excellent job this week. You know, I'm, you know, really impressed and inspired. And I've got a message and a brief question for you. So my message to the old world order is, get off my planet. You guys got that?
I like that. Get off my planet. Yes. Leave my dimension, demon.
Absolutely. All right. And I think this message is coming right from above. All right. Now, my question is, have you guys heard of Kim Clement and his prophecies?
Yeah. And Kim Clement is dead now, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Kim Clement, what was it, like 2012 or something, basically predicted the Trump presidency and everything that would follow. It's pretty, I mean, it's almost cryptic, but it's like, wow, how did he do that?
And Trump will become a trumpet for 2 terms. I will place at your helm a president who will pray. And it's like, InfoWarriors, yeah, God's behind us, but we got to do this together. It's not time to sit down. It's time to get up, rise up, be together, support each other.
You know, and you know what? That's the key, Jason, too. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, if you don't know, look, not everybody's going to go confront Congress. Not everybody's going to start a media thing, whatever. Pray to God. Ask God what you can do. He will give you an answer. It might take time, but God will give you a path. God will give you a window of opportunity, a gateway to be a foot soldier for truth, to fight this corruption and this demonic force here that we're dealing with. And so that's a powerful call from Jason there. And there was something else that I wanted to say in response to that, but it was so powerful what he said that I kind of forgot. Just wow. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Hey, Bart, I have 2 things to say. First of all, I am the creator of the General Shepherd clones. I appeared on your show April 1st. I was dominating for 3 or 4 months. Well, now they're really, really shadow banning me. and maybe you could get up, give up. There's me and two other guys doing the General Shepherd channels, and we need a shout out bad, especially me, Bart Fine. And I have just one more thing to say about your arrest. I think you should make an Owen Did Nothing Wrong shirt to finance your defense and use it to expose all this corruption in the hearing.
I like that. And I will say this. Somebody did create a legal defense fund. It was a friend of mine, Joel Brown. I told him that I didn't feel comfortable doing that yet. And he said, nope, I'm doing it anyway. I want to help. So I went ahead and just endorsed that on Twitter just because I don't want people to think it's a sham and for people to know that that's the only one that I recognize is real. So I just did that. But again, I like that. And that's the thing. We're capitalists here. We'd rather fund ourselves by you getting a product and then us, you know, running a business, getting the profits to fund this whole thing. But yeah, maybe that's the shirt. I sell a shirt. Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. And then like the image of me confronting while they're getting arrested or something. That's a good idea. And as far as General Shepherd is concerned, we just feel hesitant to promote these other channels that upload our stuff for obvious reasons. But I'll give you another example. Thanks for the call, Bart, by the way. Savage Facts, which is very famous for uploading, you know, clips of stuff that I do and other reports and other people as well, has just lost their channel, at least control of it right now. And so that's an ongoing thing that we know the censorship is going to continue. Thanks for the call, Bart. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
All I can say, Owen, is well done, young man.
Thank you.
It's dangerous, though. You're dodging bottles. You need to put some sort of...
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that. It's like, I don't even talk about this. I literally had somebody try to hit me with a deadly weapon. I literally had a man huck a glass bottle at me, at my head. And it's like, I barely even talk about it. I mean, I tried to ID the MF-er, but yeah, we're going to have to reinforce some things. You know, this is all kind of dry runs right now.
And I think everybody in the battle tank should be equipped with a MAGA riot helmet. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's insane out there. And by the way, we're having an internal debate here, what to call it. I'll put out a poll on Twitter. Is it the InfoWars battle tank? Is it the InfoWars battle truck? Is it the InfoWars tank or the InfoWars truck? I think I'll just put that out as a poll. And maybe we'll just decide in a poll that I'll promote the next couple of days. But yeah, we're going to take more security measures. The left is getting more out of control. But yeah, there's the individual right there that tried to assault me with a deadly weapon, belongs in jail. Guys, scroll down. Anything else, Jefferson?
It's a little like I Am Legend. We may have to start capturing these people. You know?
Yeah, like questioning them or something, like testing
exactly.
them. All right. No. We're peaceful. We're not saying kidnap any
not
people.
Not when they start throwing stuff.
But hey, but see, that's the thing, though. I can't get this guy arrested. I can't get guys arrested that assault me at the bar. I'm sick of it, and then I get arrested. So I'm just sick of the double standard, man. Thanks for the call. All right, final caller, Junior in Colorado. Fire away.
Owen, nice to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in like a year. Real quick, I want to hit on a thing. I've been watching your whole show tonight, and it's inspired me to jump along. So I jumped on the Connecticut Democratic rallies or events, and I'm not allowed to find anything. If you actually go to their website, ctdems.org, anything, unless you sign up, join, and give your pertinent information out, you don't even know where they are or what they're doing. And I would love for people around the states just to see if their Democratic parties are doing the same thing.
Interesting. So you
really
basically have to give over, you know, like your social security number just to find out where the Dems are at. That's how protective they are of their events.
They want my firstborn. They want my firstborn, man.
Firstborn, secondborn, your leg.
Yeah. Yep. But it really, if you look, and I'm on DuckDuckGo, not Google, I cannot find any events unless I join, give my name. And
well, absolutely.
Email.
And Junior, I'm sorry, I got to go. But let me just say this in conclusion, because Junior's absolutely right. I said it at the top. I'm going to say it again. In 2016, myself and InfoWars created a new genre of content. Confronting the Trump protesters, confronting the brainwashed mobs that hate Trump, confronting Antifa on film. We created that genre of content. I'm telling you now, the next genre of content to take off is to peacefully confront politicians, to peacefully, legally, and lawfully confront these corrupt politicians, film it, and put it on the internet. They can't stop all of us. This has been the Alex Jones Show. This is Owen Schroyer. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.